Shalom to all. Today's office bump and see daf mem vav, and we are starting mem hey omid beis about 5 lines up from the bottom with the words Amar of Papa. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Basav Yaakov Maisha Her Neshama should have an aliyah, and Lili Nishmas Rabbi Yosef Yontif Bar Usher Anshul His Neshama should have an aliyah. And we had just begun discussing Kinyan Chalipin in regards to matbea. Classic Chalipin is when one item is exchanged for another, like the good old barter system, my hammer for your screwdriver. However, as explained yesterday, the Chalipin we're dealing with when discussing money is a different type, which is called Kinyan Suder, a Kinyan with a kerchief. A Suder is handed over, and when that happens, the other thing is automatically acquired as well. Now, this comes from a pasuk in Megillas Rus that says, "Lakayim kol davar, to establish any matter, shalof ish nale v'nasal l'riyehu, a man would remove his shoe and give it to his friend." And the shoe in the pasuk is the sudr. Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes argue about this. Must one use a kli, or can something else be used? Rav Nachman understands the pasuk literally, which says, na'al, a shoe, and that tells us that only a kli is allowed to be used, whereas Rav Sheshes understands the pasuk of kol davar to mean with kol davar, namely even peiros, which is the term for anything that's not a kli. In other words, according to Rav Sheshes, even something which is not a kli could be used to affect a kinyan sudr. And now the Gemara tells us, Amar Papa, Papa says, Afilu Manda Amar in Matbea Nasa Chalipin, even according to Manda Amar, that a coin cannot be used to affect a kinyan chalipin, me'avad hu d'lo'avad chalipin. It might not be allowed to make a chalipin, but aknuy miknav chalipin, it could be acquired through chalipin, meaning if a sudr or a kerchief or something else is given over, money could be acquired through that transaction, meaning to have a parallel of Nachman, just like Paris, according to Rav Nachman. Parallel of Nachman, Paris, according to Rav Nachman, that we just said, Lava Vagav the inu'avad chalipin, even though they themselves cannot create a kinyan chalipin, aknuy miknav chalipin, they could still be acquired through a kinyan chalipin, tevanamulation. There's also no difference when we're talking about money, even though money might not be able to create a Kenyan Chalipin, but they could be acquired through a Kenyan Chalipin. But now that we're asked Meisvei, we have a Mishnah Maaser Sheni, which discusses transferring the Kedusha from Maaser Sheni onto money. This is called Pidyon Maaser Sheni. We know that when a person is paid to his own Maaser Sheni, he has to add on a Chaimesh, a fifth of its value. But if somebody else is paid to his Maaser Sheni, if Reuven is paid to Shimon's Maaser Sheni, for example, so then a fifth does not need to be added on. And there are certain type of haramas, trickeries, if you will, that could be done in order to facilitate this, that one person is paid to the other person's Maaser Sheni. And the Mishnah tells us as follows. Reuven standing in the garden in the granary of Ein B'Yadei Mais, and he doesn't have any money. Amil Chaveri, he could tell his friend Shimon who's with him, this produce right here, it's Maaser Sheni, it's given to you as a gift, it's yours to keep. Now he trusts Shimon, and he knows that Shimon's going to give it back to him at the end of the day. The only reason why he's being machnet him is because he wants to be able to be paid it without having to add on a fifth. And then Reuven says, this produce, which is now yours, Shimon, is mechol, as Kedusha is transferred onto my money that I have in my house. Now we analyze. Time out Ein B'Yadei Mais. The whole reason why he had to do this is because he didn't have any money with him. However, if Reuven did have money on him, then he simply should have given the money to Shimon, not the payers, but the money, uparik, and then Shimon would have been paid to Reuven's Maaser Sheni. It's much better to do it like that, because Shimon is considered a nachri, a foreigner, or a random guy, if you will, in regards to Reuven's produce. In other words, let's say Reuven has money and produce with him, it's better for him to be makna the money to Shimon, and then Shimon is paid to Reuven's produce, as opposed to Reuven giving Shimon the produce, and then Reuven being paid it. And again, the only reason why in this scenario Shimon was given the produce is because Reuven didn't have money on him. Now here's the question. If you want to say that coins, money, could be acquired through Chalipin, well then why didn't Reuven just be makna the money that he has in his house to Shimon by way of Kinyan Sudr? And then Shimon can say, the money that I have in your house, Reuven, that should be used as a pidyon for your Maaser Sheni that you have right here. And since the mission did not suggest this, it must be that money cannot be acquired through Chalipin. So Gemara says it's not a raya, the Leslie Sudr, we're talking about where he didn't have a Sudr, so they couldn't do a Kenyan Sudr. Ask Marvnik, Nunu Niel Agav Karka. Why didn't Reuven just be makning this money to Shimon, Agav property? This is another way to be makning Metaltalin. Shimon can make a Kenyan on Reuven's property, and that automatically acquires Metaltalin or money along with it, even though the money's not here. And the answer is, no, we couldn't do that either, the Leslie Karka, because Reuven didn't have any Karka. Ask Marvnik, it says that he's standing in the granary, and the granary is Karka. The Gemara answer is, Begarn Shayna Shalai. We're talking about it's a garden that's not his. Maybe he rented it, maybe his friend is letting him use it, but it's not his garden. Ask the Gemara, how can this make sense? Is the Tana going to such pains to tell us about a guy who's unclothed and he doesn't have anything? He doesn't have a sudr, he doesn't have karka, he doesn't have anything? It doesn't make sense that that's what the Mishnah would be telling us. It must be that we're learning from this Mishnah. It's very clear from this Mishnah that money cannot be acquired through a Kenyan Chalipin. And after Papa Hader Bey, even Rav Papa was chaser from this. Rav Papa was the one that originally said that money could be acquired through Kenyan Chalipin, but Rav Papa was chaser from this. How do we know this? Rav Papa himself had 12,000 dinarim in Bechuzai. They were deposited by somebody, and he wanted to send a shliach to pick them up for him, but he knew that the people who were holding onto his money wouldn't give it over to shliach unless the shliach was kind to them beforehand. So what did Rav Papa do? He was making this money to Rav Shmuel bar Abba, Agav, the threshold of his house. And Kiyasa, when Rav Shmuel bar Acha came back with the money, Nafik La'apei HaTavach, Rav Papa went all the way to Tavach, which is a place to go greet him because he was so happy that he did his shlichas. And so we see very clearly that Rav Papa was not making the money to him through Kenyan Chalipin. He was making it to him Agav Karka, which is Agav, the threshold of his house. It must be even Rav Papa's chayzer from this, and that he holds that money cannot be acquired through Kenyan Chalipin. But now going back to the original discussion of whether or not a coin could make a Kenyan Chalipin. And so Vechen Amar Ula Ula also says, Ein Matbea Nasa Chalipin, Matbea cannot make Chalipin. Vechen Amar Rav Asi, Ein Matbea Nasa Chalipin. Rav Asi also says, a coin, money cannot make a Kenyan Chalipin. Vechen Amar Abba Bar Chana, Amar Biachanon, Ein Matbea Nasa Chalipin. So you see how many people hold that Matbea is not Nasa Chalipin. And here's the question, Eser Rabbul Ula, Rav asks Ula from the following Braisa. Harishayu Chamar Vupayla of Tevin Osei Bashuk, Ruben's in the marketplace, and his donkey drivers or his workers are being Tevehim. Give us money, you owe us money. But he doesn't have anything on him. So Amar Shulchani, Ruben tells the money changer, Tently bedinner mice. Please give me a dinner worth of mice. Mice are copper coins, so give me a dinner worth of copper coins. But find the same, and I'm going to give them their parnas. I'm going to pay them off. And Vani al lecha yafe dinner of atrisis, mimais sheshli ubesi. I'm going to give you, Mr. Money Changer, a dinner and a atrisis worth of copper coins that I have in my house. In other words, if you give me a dinner, I'm going to give you a dinner and a little bit more later on. And what does the Braisa say? Im yeshle mice, if he has money in his house, mutter son he's allowed to do this. Vim lav, if not, usser. It's usser for him to do this. Why not? Because it's a classic case of ribbis. He's borrowing a dinner and he's paying back a dinner and more, as that's why it would be usser if he doesn't have money. Now, if you want to say that a coin cannot create chalipin, and for that matter, cannot be acquired through chalipin, this is considered halva, it's considered a loan. V'usser, and this is usser. Again, the Braisa said that if Reuven has money in his house, so he's allowed to do this exchange with the money changer. But if you say the matbeah is not nasa or nikna b'chalipin, so then even if Reuven has money in his house, it's a problem. Because there's no kinyan chalipin over here. When Reuven takes the money from the money changer is not acquiring the money that he has in his house, and it's still considered a halva. Why would it be permitted? It must be, from the fact that Braisa says that it's permitted, that mice is nasa chalipin. And the Gemara tells us, ishtik, Ula was quiet. He didn't have an answer. So Amalei Reb Abba told Ula, Dilma idv idi reputata shanu. Maybe when we're dealing with both these people, Reuven and the money changer, we're talking about prutatas, which are blank copper discs, and they're not actually money. They're like a layu tiva, they're not considered currency. And the idi v'idi peirahava, both of them are considered peiros, they're not considered tiva, they're not coins, and mishumachi niknu b'chalipin. That's why they're acquired through chalipin. In other words, basically Reuven saying, let's make a trade. You give me a dinner worth of these blank copper coins, and you're going to automatically acquire through kinyan chalipin a dinner and a little bit more of these that I have in my house. And then Amrlei Ula told Rabba, in, you're actually right. That's the way to understand it. Dekanai means meduik like that, diktani, because the Braisa says, yafe dinner utrisis. Velaikatani, the Braisa does not say, dinner yafe utrisis. Shmami no, that's a raya. In other words, if the Braisa would have said, dinner yafe utrisis, that would mean a good dinner, a fine dinner, and a trisis, which is a little bit more than that. And that means that we're talking about money. But it does not say that. It says, yafe dinner utrisis, which means the value of a dinner and trisis in copper blanks that aren't considered coins. And so we have raya that the Braisa is talking about a kinyan chalipin with peiros. However, Rashi says, we could be talking about damim and prutatais, meaning it could be that we're discussing money over here. But still, there's no problem. Kivin to Islay, since Reuven has in his house Nasa Ka'imer, it's as if he's saying, Halveni Achiyav Ibni Ayach Emsa Mafteach, lend me this until my son comes or until I find the key. Remember, we discussed previously the Isra of lending saw besaw, a saw of grain, and pay back with a saw of grain, because it could be that it's going to go up in the interim and then it's going to end up being ribbis. However, if when the person borrowed a saw of grain, he had a saw of grain in his house, he just didn't have access to it. And in this situation as well, even if we're talking about real money, it's not like halva, it's like a purchase from the shulchani. I'm buying this money from you in exchange for that which I have in my house. I just don't have access to it right now. And again, in that situation, it's okay. So we have no question from this braisa. Tashma, we have a mission Maseches Kedushin that says as follows: Kol anas adam ba'acher, anything which is used as payment for something else, kimin shezacha zeh, the moment this one is zaycha in it, nischayiv zeh bechalipin. The other one, the one that gave the damim, he automatically takes responsibility for the exchange because it's acquired by him, even though he didn't do a kinyan on it. Now we analyze this: Kol anas adam ba'acher, my nihu. What does that mean? Something that's used as payment for something else. Matbea, a coin. Usually coins, money, is used as payment for something else, for goods. And Ushmamina, what do we see from here? Matbea nasa chalipin. That coins could create kinyan chalipin. Because the Mishnah says very clearly, kol anas adam ba'acher, something which is used as payment for something else. So when Reuven takes money and he pays Shimon for an item, kimin shezacha zeh, the moment that Shimon acquires that money, nischayiv zeh b'chalipin. This one, Reuven, the one that gave the money, is automatically responsible for the exchange. So we see that money does create a kinyan chalipin. However, Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says it's not a raya. Hachikamer, this is what the Mishnah is really saying. Mem vavon beis on top. Kol hanishum dom ba'acher. Anything which is evaluated as money for something else. Kimish zachazan is chayiv zevachalipin. The moment this one was zaycha in it, the other one is chayiv. He's responsible for the chalipin. In other words, we're not talking about money. We're talking about something which is evaluated instead of money. Such as when Reuven wants to buy something from Shimon, but he doesn't have money. He has an item that could be used in exchange for money. So we first evaluate that item. How much is it worth? And then Reuven will give that to Shimon. And the moment Shimon acquires acquires that item, so Reuven automatically acquires the item that Shimon is giving to him, even though he never did a mashiach on it, and that's a classic chalipin case, and it's not talking about money at all. And Hachanami Stam, it's actually logical to say that, make Tani Seifa, because the next part of the Mishnah says, Ketzad, what's the scenario of this? Hichlef shor b'paro, chamor b'shor, if he exchanged a shor for a paro, or chamor for a shor, and that's an example the Mishnah gives. So clearly we're talking about two different types of merchandise, two different items, and not money. Shma mino, that's our raya. So Gemara says, fine, that's a good explanation. However, according to the Havamina, that the first part of the Mishnah was talking about money being given over, so my Ketzad, what's a hemshech of the Mishnah, Ketzad, and the Mishnah brings a case of Hichlef shor b'paro or chamor b'shor. That's not talking about money. And we answer, Hachi Kamar, this is what we understood in the Havamina. Then the next part of the Mishnah, we're saying, Uperi nami avdi chalipin, that even peiros can create chalipin. Ketzad, how is that possible? Hichlef shor b'paro, chamor b'shor. And that's what the Mishnah would be telling us in the Havamina. It's telling us two separate things. One thing about money, and the next thing about peiros. We'll continue analyzing this. Honey Rav Sheshes, this is all good according to Rav Sheshes, the Amru holds, Peri avdi chalipin, that peiros, meaning something that's not a kli, could create a kin chalipin. So our Mishnah is telling us that peiros can make chalipin. What are the peiros over here? A shor or a chamor. El Rav Nachman, Amru kli in, al peiri loy avdi chalipin. But according to Rav Nachman, who holds that only kin can make chalipin and not peiros, my ketzad. What's the ketzad? What's the hemshech of the Mishnah? Kinyan chalipin cannot be done with animals. So the more answer is Hachi Kamar, this is what the Mishnah is saying in Shitas Rav Nachman. Yash damim, there is a situation where money is being paid, shehen ke chalipin, that it is like a kinyan chalipin. Ketzad, how's that possible? Hechlev demei shor b'para, demei chamor b'shar. And this is a very interesting scenario. Reuven buys a shor from Shimon for $100, but didn't pay for it yet. He then offers to sell Shimon his cow for $100, and Shimon agrees and forgives the money that he's owed by Reuven, and that's the payment for Reuven's cow. And at that moment, the sale is valid, and neither party can back out, even though Shimon never actually took the cow. And this can also take place all at the same time, that both Reuven and Shimon agree that when Reuven takes Shimon's shor and owes him $100, Shimon will waive that payment in exchange for Reuven's cow. As a contra Nachman, that's what the Mishnah is saying. Yesh dam shein kechalipin, there's money that's being paid for an item, which is like a kenyan chalipin. Ketzad, what's the example? Hechlev demei shor b'para, if Shimon exchanges the money that's owed to him by Reuven for Reuven's cow, meaning he's meichel on that money, so it's like he's paying money, but it's actually working by way of kenyan chalipin. And so according to this explanation of the Mishnah, it's not talking about peiros at all, it's talking about money. Now we have to clarify, my time to Rav Nachman, what's the reason Rav Nachman holds that this type of kenyan chalipin will work with money, even though usually kenyan chalipin does not work with money? And the answer is, Rav Nachman holds like Rav Yechanan, and we're going to see a sheet tomorrow. Damru holds, Dvar Taira Midai Raisa Mois Kainais. Money really does create a kenyan, meaning when Reuven pays for something, that item actually is acquired to him. So why is it the Chamim said that only Mashiach is Kaina and not money? That's because Gzeira, Shema Yarmuloi Nisfer Chidech Ba'aliya. It's Gzeira, maybe the seller is going to tell the buyer, oh, your wheat burnt up in the storage house. In other words, if we're going to say that money is Kaina, Reuven's going to buy a bunch of grain from Shimon, it's going to still remain by Shimon, and then maybe a fire is going to break out, and Shimon's not going to be inclined to save it because it's not his grain anymore, it's Reuven's. And that's what the Chamim said, that just paying money does not acquire for you, and only Mashiach does. But again, Midai Raisa, money does create a kenyan, and therefore, Umilsa Shechicha goes by Rabbanon. Only in a common case of buying and selling, that's where Rabbanon made this gezeira that only Mashiach is kinda. Milsa Deloi Shechicha, like goes by Rabbanon, but something that's not common, like in this case of Hechlef Demei Shar B'Para, the Rabbanon weren't geyser, and they said that such a kenyan would work. We further analyze with Rish Lakesh. What about Rish Lakesh who argues with Rabbi Yechanan? Damaru holds, Mashiach Mefresh is Manat Taira. The Midai Raisa, only Mashiach is kinda, and not money. So Ha Nicha, this mission would be good. You serve like Rav Sheshes, if you hold like Rav Sheshes, Metaris like Rav Sheshes, he could explain the mission like Rav Sheshes, that Peiros could make a kenyan chalipin. At least serve like Rav Nachman, but if you hold like Rav Nachman, our Peiros loyav di chalipin, who holds, as we just said before, that Peiros do not create chalipin, umat be'al loy kani, and also coins do not create an acquisition halachically, so Eichim Metaris law. How would you understand this Mishnah? So Gemara says, you're right, Al Karcha Rav Sheshes Metaris law, it has to be the Rish Lakish holds like Rav Sheshes. I think Marketing is trying to bring a raya that money could create a kenyan chalipin and could be acquired through chalipin. Tanan, our Mishnah says, meaning the first mission of the parak says, "Kol matatlon kain zeh, that all matatlon are kain each other." And Va'amar Shlakish, Rish Lakish says on the Mishnah, "Vafilu kisma imayis bekisma imayis." Even if we're exchanging a wallet full of money for another wallet full of money, that works as well. As we see, the money could create and be acquired through a kinyan chalipin. So Gemara says not a raya. Tergemar Rav Acha. Rav Acha explained, "Bedinner anko va'nigra." We're talking about money which is anko or nigra money. In other words, it's not considered money. And what type of money is this? Echad shebasalse malchus ve'echad shebasalse medina. One is talking about the malchus. The government took it out of circulation. They posseled this coin. However, it's still being used on the black market. And one is that the Medina posseled it, which means it's still valid money, but there's a certain region in this kingdom or in this government that refuses to use this money. And both these types of coins are not considered currency, and that's why they're allowed to be exchanged for each other, because it's not money. And Utsuch, we have to mention both of these types. Diashmin Pasasi Malchus, I've only mentioned the case where the government posseled the coin and took it out of circulation. I might say Mishum Dolay Saki Klau, since legally it's not allowed to be used at all, that's why it's not considered money. But if a certain region, a certain area Israel refuses to use this money, this money could be used in a different region. I might say that's still considered a coin. And a coin can't be acquired through chalipin. So that's what we have to say, that even paslasa medina is not considered good money. And medina, if we only mention the case of paslasa medina, I might say the reason why that's not considered good money, that's mishum deloy sagulei lebetzina lebefarhesia. It can't be used either betzina, privately, meaning on the black market, or in the open. In other words, no one in this medina, in this region, will use this money whatsoever. And maybe that's why it's not considered money. But if the government took it out of circulation, the sagulei betzina, it still could be used on the black market. I might say that it's still considered matbeya, it's still money. Therefore, tzricha, we have to have both these situations. So we don't have a riot that matbeya nikna b'chalipin. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about kinyan chalipin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.